was never too wild on the name. Sometimes I used to try and come up with new words to describe it. For a while, punks were kickwants. My band in 1979 was called the Stair Kids, not to be confused with the Stair Kids. The idea was that you could wear a stair kit as a kind of shield or armor to fend off the boring status quo. Like a pair of X-ray glasses, it could be a way to stare into or through the face of society, and also a way to stare back at those who couldn't take their eyes off you. In 1976, I was looking back to yet another bygone era of New York street culture. My infatuation was Leo Gorcey, Hunts Hall, and the Bowery Boys. This was the extra, extra, read all about it world of true street punks knocking the pavement from one day to the next. It was a world of Hell's Kitchen that my grandfather grew up in. It may have been a Hollywood fabrication of the dead-end kid's way of life, but it showed a flip side to a city that was skyrocketing upwards. If New York in the 1930s and 1940s, 50s brings to mind a time when everything was symbolized by building of brand new skyscrapers, then the 1970s was a time when everything stood still. At least for a few years, it seemed the construction stopped. The East Village had pockets of rubble that stood empty and vacant. It was a stage ready for the taking. A world that stood in sharp contrast to the not so far away disco fever of a Saturday night in Queens. But I was still figuring things out and still listening to the Jefferson Airplane. June 11th, 1976. I have been fantasizing this morning about being interviewed because I am a rock and roll star, and also dreaming about one day visiting the Airplane Mansion and finding Grace Slick. The interviewer asks me such questions as, who are your childhood idols? Female vocalists? I reply, well, actually Grace Slick was my only idol. I admired Janis Joplin, Ella Fitzgerald, and Peggy Lee. He asks, what is to become of your career? At this point, I light a cigarette and honestly say with a glint in my eye, I don't know where I'm heading. Stardom, showbiz, whatever you want to call it. It's spontaneous. It changes from moment to moment. It makes everything seem brand new. The interviewer seems itchy. He wants to know what happens on the wild side of the business. Oh, you mean all those crazy parties? Well, those are just part of what you get in the package. It's like a package deal. You get to try a little bit of everything. And if the deal isn't good for you, you can split. Sometimes it's hard to get away from it. People are constantly trying to push me around. It's either their phony advertising or publicity, and then others are just into making a whole lot of money. Even though Hollywood is totally made out to be a pretty business, there are a hell of a lot of unconcerned, conniving, stingy people out there. Sometimes I just want to be alone with my thoughts. I was never into meditating before I got on the road. Now, even if I can get into an unoccupied bathroom, I'll just sit silently for a minute and try to put my thoughts together, which so often get scattered when you've got so much confusion around you. I wish I had more time to myself. Part 1, interview with Lester Bangs from Cream Magazine.